Oh, when you hear that music. Time. To connect the dots. Show us connect the dots. Oh. Real name. We're going to talk about at least 100 different things tonight. I mean, there's a lot more people becoming aware about 5G, but I'm not going to get right into that already, the 5G dangers, because I could talk 20 minutes on that at least. But we'll talk about it later. Hey, just in case you didn't realize, if you're in California, hey, it's still February 9th. You know, if you're in New York, it's February 10th already. But let's go back to February 9th. Do you know the 55 years ago today, the Beatles, that's right, gave their first live performance on the Ed Sullivan Show, and they conquered America in less than 1 hour. That's right, they did it. And changed the world forever. And for the better. And that's a fact. Look it up. February 9th, 1964. 73 million people in America watched the Ed Sullivan Show, and the Beatles won everyone over with their new presentation of rock and roll. Their infectious delivery of rock and roll and original music. And they basically won everybody over because they're playing all these great newly written songs, and they gave their performance with personality. That's one thing that the Beatles, important to realize in rock and roll history, one thing the Beatles did have that nobody has had today. Absolutely nobody. I don't care who you think your great band is. The Beatles had four personalities. Four guys in the band, and they all had dynamic personalities. And that was quite evident if you ever looked at their first press conference shortly after they got off the plane. And when they performed, their personalities shone through. There has never been one band anywhere, any place in time, where all the members of the band had dynamic personalities. Anyhow, they conquered America in less than 1 hour. And 73 million people back in 1964, that was probably almost half the people in the country. Check it out, what the population was back in 1964. But I just wanted to call your attention to that. That's right, 55 years ago today, the Beatles conquered America in less than 1 hour. A feat that will never be accomplished again. Anyhow, moving along, we all need to be moving along into the fifth dimension. That's right. In case you haven't heard about it, a lot of people haven't. We're not talking about that group from back in the last century called the Fifth Dimension. We're talking about the big picture, the multi-dimensional universe. You know, basically there's 12 major dimensional zones of existence. Frequency defines them. And each of the 12 major zones has 12 overtones, they're called. 12 times 12 is 144. How gross. That's the significance of that number, how it shows up in the universe. And in regards to that, you know, we can speculate that 144 separate zones of reality could exist in the same space. And there's a lot more space between everything than most people realize. Things aren't packed solid. what looks like solid is slow moving like this. Everything is made from light. And if we were to dissect between the atoms, between the protons and the neutrons, and all the subatomic particles, we'd see that there's a lot of space between all of them. And everything is spaced out. So there's more space between everything. So when you realize that, you can see how 144 different things could exist in the same space. You know, they interweave. You get the general idea. If you have good visualization techniques, which is good to have, you know. We have people talking about creating reality with your thoughts. Well, the more visual things you can picture in your mind, I guess the more things you have the opportunity to create. And forget about the rules. It's pretty much, you know, using your feelings. The universe responds to your feelings. Believe it or not, but believe it. I know from experience. I say dreams do come true because I've seen it happen so much in my life. And all the explanations are here. And like I said before, all the solutions to all the problems in the world are really, you know, they're here. I mean, they're known. And when I try to explain that to people, you know, the solutions to everything are known, and, you know, a lot of people don't want to believe that. Well, let me tell you something that might help you believe that. Let's just start with the equation. All the solutions to all the problems are known already. But some of those solutions that are known may not be here on planet Earth right now. They might exist in other dimensions and other locations, but everything is known about everything. Even if we have to go all the way to the source. And you'd be surprised to know that, you know, the beings, the entities that exist in the higher dimensions, they all say the same thing. The only one who knows everything is the original source of all there is, God, the Heavenly Father. And that is his official name. I don't understand why people keep calling God source. It's so impersonal, you know? And you say heaven. Jesus talked about it, your Father in heaven. Well, that's how he's known, as the Heavenly Father. You know? That's how we speak of them, those of us that have that personal connection. He's not just some inanimate force. The Heavenly Father is a personality, the supreme personality, the supreme creator of all there is. And it's better to know someone on a personal level than on a non-personal level. You know, I have been hearing some talk about AI. It's everywhere everybody's talking about AI intelligence. Most people became aware of that when the movie The Matrix came out. A thought-inspiring movie. And some people are living in The Matrix, or there's different versions of The Matrix. The most common one that's those of us who are aware can see, but many are in this thing, the cell phone matrix. That's right. You don't realize it, but you're allowing a damn phone and what's coming out of it to make many of your decisions in life. It has you playing games when you're riding the train, as opposed to looking out the window and at least observing what reality is. looks like. You know, the funniest thing I do, because I ride this, I'm in from New York City, I ride the subways all the time. There's people riding the subway train, and they're playing the video game about the subway trains, where you got three trains changing lanes, and instead of, like, looking out the window and watching real life, you know, they're playing, their whole life is in that 3x7 screen they're holding, 3-inch by 7 screen they're holding, and they're playing this, the train game, I call it, you know? Popular game on the subway. You'd be surprised on that, that people would rather play this game than look out the window and at least get a glimpse of what is going on outside. No, they'd rather be stuck in their jail cell phone. Or is it their choice, or have they been conditioned to do this? You know, it's a big social problem going on. Everybody living their lives through their cell phone, and it is a matrix. They don't realize it, but they're caught up in the cell phone matrix. And it's a big cut down in social conversation, you know. There might be a couple hundred people on a subway car, and nobody's talking to anybody. That's pretty bad. I mean, the only people talking to each other are like maybe a mother talking to her kids or something like that. And a lot of times the mothers, they don't want to talk to the kids. They want to look at their cell phone. It's creating a lot of bad social problems. But so much for that. What I wanted to get back to AI intelligence. Most people are not aware about it, but when I tell it now, you can Google it and go on a little adventure of discovering what you've missed for years and years, but it'll be interesting to go back and review it. There's something called the Ancient Arrow Caves. Also, you can Google it by the keyword Windmaker, and then that'll lead you to perhaps the Nexus article from Australia, where the guy, he had to escape, he was working on the blank slate technology program, one of those four-letter agencies, ACIA or something. I don't know, look it up. You'll find out all the details regarding what I'm talking about here. Just Google the words Wingmakers, Ancient Arrow Site in New Mexico. And yeah, there's caves discovered there, and they became under the control of the ACIA or AICA, whatever it is. You know, one of those secret organizations working within the scientific military, secret scientific military. Groups, and their prime goal was to perfect blank slate technology, because they wanted to, they had already found out some information that the, here we go, AI, a half-breed group of creatures from another world, half AI, half human, were going to invade Earth in 2011. You know, I found this information out back. At the end of the 20th century, I became aware of this information. And they were desperately trying to perfect blank slate technology, which is time travel, where you can go into the, you know, go into another time, and you can physically interact with that time and change something on purpose. And he's done many science fiction movies on this. You know, a guy had to go back in time. He wanted to stop somebody from being born or something like that. So their idea was, yeah, it was a cyborg race of creatures, and they had found out somehow that they soon as these cyborgs found out about planet Earth, they were going to come here and invade us. Well, we are in 2019. They might have actually invaded us in 2011, you know, with all this AI technologies. And we interact with them, these AI technologies, you know, Twitter, Facebook. These are machines that are we're interacting with, and they're manipulating us at the same time. So they were going to, the cyborg race was going to come here and conquer the Earth. And the job of the blank slate technology people, whatever their stupid organization was, well, they weren't stupid, they were extremely smart, but they were obsessed with going, perfecting the time travel technology to go to this world and take the idea of coming to Earth, snip that idea out so they never even think about coming to Earth. You know, of course, you know, I wondered when I read about it, like, well, the fact that you go in your time, their timeline or whatever you want to call it, just by showing up, wouldn't they be able to trace the signal back? Even if you snipped the idea out, wouldn't they be able to just trace the signal back from where it came? I don't think they thought that one out, because I've listened to other people on radio shows that talk about time travel, they talk about remote viewing, and there was a one remote viewer in particular. He said that every time we try to remote view the Galactic Federation, they block us, so they knew you were looking. And it could be the same thing with time travel, too. You know, if you go into the somebody else's timeline and try to remove something, perhaps there's a trail that leads them back to who snuck in and did what. So, you know, that's just a little AI story. But those of you who haven't looked up, and it's very interesting material, Ancient Hours. So, you know, hopefully the caves will be opened up once the event happens. Now, the event, if you haven't heard about it yet, well, you heard on this show, Galactic Federation of Light, GFOL. And also known as the Galactic Confederation. And they're here. They're in our solar system. They have, supposedly, they claim to have billions of light ships just waiting to enact this event. Yes, the event when they finally land in broad daylight, I guess. I mean, first they're going to take over the networks, as it's been revealed to us. They're going to take over all the communication networks on planet Earth, and it's probably going to be like in a science fiction movie. People of Earth, we're going to land tomorrow. Get ready. And something like that. He said, they're here to help us, so they say. And I kind of think they are, but you never know. We'll see how it plays out. And supposedly, the event is going to be this whoosh of energy coming over the Earth, and then quickly followed by their announcement, hey, we're here, and we're going to show up tomorrow, and you're going to see who we are, what kind of ships, spacecraft we have, et cetera, et cetera. And then they're going to round up the rest of the cabal and take them wherever they need to be taken to. So, I mean, they will be annihilated, as the saying goes, tossed into the burning sun. There's a lot more to this, you know, than we're being told. Because I've heard a lot of information. You know, that's kind of like bugging me, too, you know. that there's all this information being revealed by the Galactic Federation of Light and their representatives on Twitter. That's where I've been getting most of my info on it. And some of these people sound sincere, and they have the Pleiadian star seeds, and they seem to be all dedicated about anchoring the love energy. And there was this great anchoring of love back on January 20th and 21st of this year, and which was supposedly a big success, much greater than they ever imagined, but it's still only a small fraction of the human race interacting here. We're talking like 8 billion people here, and what are we talking about? A couple hundred thousand people only reacted, or maybe a million. A very small number of people really going out and doing the job to get it done, but it was accomplished, and we're a little closer. But anyhow, all the information coming from this, these good guys, the Galactic Federation of Light, the Galactic Confederation, and their representatives on Twitter, it doesn't jive with any of the stuff I've heard from other sources beforehand, and these are not the first people to be giving. I mean, when people are asked to give revelations to the human race, of course, they'll share a lot more when it's after the event, but I just, it's amazing that how can sophisticated races, more evolved than us, not be aware of all the other information that's been given to the human race? How can that be? I'm sure we've been given a lot of misinformation too, but I'm like anybody else. I'll listen to it if it makes sense until I find some proof that what I've accepted as truth is not truth. I'm going to accept it as truth. And these people haven't really stated anything that's going to change my opinion on a lot of things. They'll have to prove it to me. And I'm kind of annoyed that how could they not have it all right, you know, if they're so evolved. But either way, I'm glad they're here to save us from the bad guys who've been running the show for hundreds of thousands of years, if not longer. And I'm looking forward to the event, and you should be too. And it's all in sync with the Earth is evolving into the fifth dimension, you know, and we need to evolve with the Earth. The idea of going into the fifth dimension is so we can finally shed ourselves from the evil creatures that have been pestering us for so long. That's right. We're tired of it. And that is, you know, my beef about that. You know, here we got some more, a bunch of amazing information, but it doesn't really deal with the other bits of amazing information that have brought to Earth beforehand. And, of course, there's misinformation always popping out there. I mean, a lot of the things that I question, and I'll mention it right here. Talking about this angel called Sandalphon, supposedly lived as Elijah. Well, I couldn't find that information whatsoever. A second source of that information, and this Sandalphon angel appears in a lot of the audio, video, YouTube presentations of archangels looking to help us. And it just doesn't add up. And then Metatron was Enoch. That's something else I picked up. That doesn't sound right either. You know? I mean, sure, personalities can be other personalities, but then somebody's twin brother of Metatron, or is he the only archangels who were once mortal men, you know? some of these things just don't add up, you know. So I have to question these things, you know, and nobody's talking about the names of the local universities, the major universities. You know, they just talk about Milky Way, Andromeda, but none of the names that have come up in the past from other sources are ever mentioned. So, you know, I have my doubts on a lot of things, and we'll have to see. Believe me, when they finally land, I'm going to be the first one doing my questioning of, like, well, why don't you know about this, and why don't you know about that, and why don't you know about this, and believe me, I got a list, you know, and why are you calling this that? Here's a good one, if you haven't heard my show before, it's a call-in radio show, just go dial up BBS radio on the internet, and this is station one. You can see the call-in number. If you're too lazy, the call-in number is 888-627-6008. And of course, if you're dialing from a landline phone, you have to put the one in front of that. Did I have to tell you that? Come on. You know what really gets me, too? I mean, sure, there's such a thing as being tolerant, taking time to see how things are going to play out. I guess if you're living as an eternal being, you've got all the time in the world, well, 8 million years doesn't sound too long to have all the time in the world, right? Well, when I heard that figure, 8, you know, and I picked that up off Twitter, 8 million years of war, the Galactic Federation has been having with the dark side. Well, you know, I don't understand. I do things fast, you know. I don't understand why you would take 8 million years to deal with creatures that don't want to abide by the rules and don't want to be in alignment with the light. You know, I'm an advocate for, solving bad issues soon. You know, we have some great sayings here on Earth. A stitch in time saves nine. Here's what I found out, too, because I investigate things on my own, and I question everything. These are things that our galactic brothers and sisters should be talking with us human beings about, because, believe me, I know from living here that as an earthling, the certain things that we're better doing than the so-called beings in the higher realms are. That's right. We have our talents. And one of them is for knowing how to deal with evil, because we've been subjected to it here pretty well. And knowing how to decipher, you know, who's telling the truth and who's lying. Some of us are real good at it. I'm not going to be pretty good at it, but it seems there's a lot of evidence out there that these beings of the higher existence, living at the faster vibrating dimensions or zones of reality, are not that good when it comes to dealing with evil. They just don't respond fast enough, and responsiveness is important. Immediate responsiveness. We learn that on Earth, believe me. Nothing better than immediate responsiveness. And I believe when you're dealing with dark forces that are misusing their intelligence and abusing other creatures, they should be dealt with quickly and firmly. Sure, everybody deserves a second chance, but, you You know, we're not going to, you know. The rules need to be changed a little to get, we need to take care of these dark forest issues a little faster, a little sooner, and be a little more demanding that they get their act in line. And no, you don't have a right to use your free will to mess up the lives of other people and victimize them and brainwash them like they've done here on Earth, and I'm sure they've done it other places too. And there can be no tolerance for that. I mean, you know, we'll let you go once or twice, but no, when you make a repetitive habit of this and you state the desire that you want to break away from God and try to play God yourself. No, we're not going to tolerate that nonsense, and it shouldn't have been. Like I said, 8 million-year war, no, it should have ended a long time before then. But that's part of the reality. And I believe that those of us that have lived on Earth in recent times, when this whole thing is over and the Earth moves up into the fifth dimension, humans should be given some real positions of authority. I mean, I'm looking for one myself because I've got a better way of doing things, and I've got a better way of spotting trouble. And I owe it all to living this life on Earth. You know, when I talk to my fellow human beings about my life in particular, it's like I lived 10 lives already, maybe, or 100 lives in this one life. How could I do that? Well, that's my secret, all right? But here, I got something for you to think about in the meantime. If I was to say to you, show me your motive, would you have an answer to that? Hey, anybody call in. Tell me about it. 888-627-6008. Well, I guess it's time for the 5G warning. You know? It's not a step up one from 4G. 5G, as we're talking, 92,000 pulses per second going through your body. Your body's one designed to handle this. It's going to affect the spin of your molecules. It's going to create havoc, and it's going to give you physical ailments. Unless you're so super evolved, which is like, what could that be? 1/10 of 1/100 of 1,000 of 1% of the human race. Most of us are going to have a lot of problems if this isn't stopped. You know, I hear they're not going to unveil the 5G in Spain. So what do we all have to do? Go to Spain to be free of this, or go out in the woods real far from the antennas? Well, that's about our choices right now, because government, it's not going to lift a finger to help us on this. In fact, they've put the nails in the coffin and make it difficult for us here by enacting laws. Yeah, that's right, our federal government, yeah, they're making all the wrong decisions as usual. But they're all mind controlled, bribed, or whatever you want to call it. Hey, I've told you before, the obelisk in the center of Washington, D.C. is a mind control device. That's right. That's why people are so stupid in Washington. Why doesn't somebody investigate what frequencies are coming out of the obelisk there? You know, the Washington Monument, yeah, it's an obelisk, the largest one in the world. And the fact that they made the city, from the beginning of Washington, D.C., it was the plan to take over America from the beginning. I explain in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, I explain about the angles, I explain about the directions, I explain about pyramids. You know, there's a pyramid on top of the Washington Monument. And I explain about the power of pyramids, what can be done with them. Plus, I explain about the hidden weapons, the energy weapons. They're setting them up all over. And this is going to be more devastating If the event doesn't happen soon, these bad guys are going to turn them on and kill hundreds of millions of people, maybe even a couple of billion. You know, the longer the event is held off, the more these energy weapons can be put in place with the flick of a switch. People will be dropping like flies, as the saying goes, in a very short period of time. I mean, the kill frequency is unknown. And I believe it's a bad underestimation from the Galactic Federation of Light. You know, I've asked to put my ideas or thoughts out there in the universe, but I think they've got an ego problem. They don't believe a human can know more than they do. I mean, sure, they know plenty of things, and they're doing plenty of work that I wouldn't be able to handle as a single human being, but at the same time, I find that they're underestimating these evil creatures that have on this planet here. And the longer they wait, the more time they're giving for these psycho dark side mother effers to pull the switch. Flick the switch and kill millions upon millions upon hundreds of millions. That's it, and in a very short period of time. Don't tell me it can't be done, please. You know, I've learned about this a long time ago. And we have plenty of proof here on Earth that these things do work. And I remind people before, if you remember the 2010-2011, the mass animal killings, and they're starting it up again. These are testing the energy weapons. Look what they did to California. They destroyed paradise. It's symbolic, too, you know. Why did they pick a town like paradise and destroy it? Because the dark sides want to do that. They want to, they're anti-God. Paradise is where God exists, the Isle of Paradise. I'm hearing Galactic Federation people talking about the Isle of Paradise. How could they not know about that? You know, so, I mean, as usual, there's a lot of great foot soldiers out there. But then again, you know, like here on Earth, there's always a difference between the government of a country and its people. The governments are all ruled by the dark side, pretty much. If they weren't in the beginning, eventually they get control of them. And that's because mankind doesn't prepare for the eventual attack by the dark side. No matter how many good things on Earth, no matter how many good things you set up, the dark side is going to begin its efforts to take you down no sooner than you've set up shop. And if you're not prepared for that, they will get to you eventually. You know, that's a little bit of wisdom. It's in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. You know? That's why I wrote the book, to educate people about what's going on behind the scenes and to get the real brainwashed people to become aware of, yeah, there's more than physical reality. Yeah, you have chakras spinning in your body. Yeah, angle is important. Yeah, frequency is important. Yeah, there's conspiracies going on. I list 39 in my book. I don't understand why nobody has an interest in buying my book. I mean, I have to talk about it for a minute or two because the publishing company, they did like close to nothing to me. But because without promotion, people don't even know you exist. Just like most people don't realize I'm actually a 2020 U.S. presidential candidate. Doing the hardest, the Reagan candidate. So that's the only way to beat the big guys, because they don't believe it can be done. But it can be done, but I need a big support force. But, you know, this radio show is not really getting me much support, but there's other things I got to do. I can't just rely on a radio show, but I'm looking to do an education entertainment tour. If you got a band you're willing to hit the road, hey, give me a call. I'm one of the few people running for president. My cell phone number is out there. Can you believe that? You want to find out all about me, go to BBS Radio. Hey, my show, Saturday, 10 p.m. Pacific time, Station 1, Connect the Dots, and then just click on the name of the show, and then you can go down, scroll down, you'll hit my CD Baby Store connection. CD Baby, that's where you sell your music. I've got two fantastic albums there. Mind and Lightning. One of them is called Songs Better Than Dylan. I got 23 short, inspiring songs on there. I don't think Dylan ever had 23 short, inspiring songs. He had quite a few. Maybe he had 17 or 18. But I've got him beat on this one album right here. And besides that, I talk about things he never talked about. I sing about metaphysical things. I sing about the dimensions. I sing about the higher reality. Topics he never even touched on. Doesn't make me a better person than him, but musically, I claim I've got more thought-inspiring, mind-expanding, philosophical, social commentary songs than he does. That's right. And that album does it. And I don't overdo songs. Most of my songs are one in the first and second take. That's it. And I keep them simple as possible. Some of the songs are just a rhythm and guitar. Some are just a rhythm and bass. Some are just a rhythm and rhythm. You know? I have a few studio recorded songs, but I like simplicity. I like the honest rawness of the first or second takes. Third take is the most. If I can't get it right by the third take, throw it in garbage. Because I've got plenty more. You know, I got a stockpile of a couple of hundred songs. But I only took the time to record maybe between 50 and 60 songs. You know, because if, what's the point of doing more if I haven't made a sales connection on what I've done already and I've written some classics? At the end of the show, you get to hear one of my favorites, I Gotta Be Somebody. It's an anthem. It's my anthem. It could be your anthem, too. But you can check out some of the commercials for CD Baby Store. But here's the thing about having music at CD Baby Store. The person browsing your album material or single material gets 29 seconds free preview of the song before you buy it. And the price is not big. You can buy any single song for 99 cents, or you can buy an album for whatever they recommend, 12, 7 or something. And say, if you buy 23 songs for 12.97, well, that's like 50 cents a song, pretty much, or less. Anyhow, and then, so that's it. Then you can click on my name, too, while you're at the BBS radio place. And it'll take you to my presidential website. And if you're there, be sure to listen to the videos. You know, we're talking 30-second video, minute and 24-second video, a minute 41-second video. And plus, you got once you go there, you got committed and 2.5 minute trailer for my rock and roll movie, Subway Fantasy. The full version will be put out there on YouTube, maybe in another month or so. But the preview might get your appetite up a little for it. And like everything I do, it's original. You know what? It's time to change, get back to the 5G. So anyhow, 5G is going to be harmful to everyone. I've told you, get in touch with your representatives, but don't be surprised if they slam the door in your face. I know one of the best guys talking about this is Kevin Modis, M-O-T-T-U-S. Look him up on the internet. He's got a 1 hour, 6 minute video. Explains all you need to know about that. You know, and plus 5G, imagine what it's going to be for your children. I mean, they're already getting microwaved to death in school. I tell people, take your kids out of school. Well, but first, don't just take my word for it. Spend the money and buy yourself a microwave meter. Then go to the school and see how the needle will probably be off the scale the whole time you're there. And then you'll have to think, why do I want to send my kid to school? He's getting microwaved to death in the classroom. There are too much Wi-Fi, too many computers, too many cell phones. And all these things are detrimental to your health. You know, and it's trying the general population wake up and find out about that, you know? And the 5G's, I mean, we're going to be putting small broadcasters down every road street. Some of them will be right in front of your house. And these broadcasters are going to be sending signals through your walls, through your devices, through you. You'll be sleeping and you'll be getting microwaved 8 hours of sleep. And it's going to be a short time before you start having health problems, a real short time. This is what they're planning. Of course, you know, of course, what's behind this? The New World Order, which is run by extraterrestrials, really. I wish the New World Order people would wake up, you know, their servants, the bankers, and the ruling families. They should wake up and realize that they're being used by extraterrestrials. You know? They're all believing this. Well, we got to drop the population to 500 million, which means killing off 95% of the Earth's people. And they're doing that now. They're doing it with energy weapons. They're doing it with chemtrails. And they're going to get millions of people with 5G. And they're putting out infectious diseases on purpose, and they're tanking the vaccines, and they're poisoning the food, poisoning the water. I guarantee you the Fukushima meltdown was done on purpose. And now all the Pacific Ocean life forms are being destroyed. And they're just hell-bent on killing, because they don't need all these life forms, and of course it's not their planet. From the ET perspective, we're just the slaves down here. And these stupid people in the New World Order, they bought into all this thing so they can say they're ruling the world. What a bunch of jerks. Don't they even realize who they are? They're human beings, and they're just living a single life here, you know? Unbelievable. The stupidity. They don't realize that they promote all these brainwashing things to brainwash the masses. They don't realize that they're being brainwashed too and mind controlled by the ETs. We're a lot smarter than they are. Well, the good news is the event is coming. And when the good guys land their ships, they're promising us replicators that can replicate anything made out of matter, and they're promising us tachyon chambers to could the physical ailments he was being subjected to. And we might be, they might share with us time travel too. And of course, we'll be communicating with the rest of the universe finally. You know, they're in the process of breaking down the walls that have been set up around the Earth to keep us isolated. And there was another interesting thing about when I first started following these people on Twitter, they're talking about the quarantine of Earth. But, you know, what's funny is, they didn't talk about the other quarantine. They talk about the quarantine that they know. But there's another quarantine that exists too. Not a word about that. Which, again, shocked me. How could they not know things that have been shared with us? Unless, of course, it was all lies. But they'll have to prove that to me. And they might be surprised that they can learn a lot from us Earthlings. And yeah, there are some things, even Jesus admitted to it when he was on the Earth, that there are some things that the people of Earth in the flesh are better at doing than the people of the light. Remember that, people of the light. Jesus himself said, and I'm shocked to find out that everything doesn't even know who Jesus really is. You know? I've heard a lot of, you know, stories, it sounds more like guesswork, or second-hand, third-hand stories they've been handed down to them, and I'm shocked. Yeah? And believe me, I know quite a bit about Jesus, much more than it's in the Bible, and that's another thing. For the people who read the Bible, please stop telling everyone all you need to know is in the Bible. And stop believing that everything about Jesus is in the Bible, because it's not. There's other sources of information in the last 100 years that have come out. And everybody has their pieces to the puzzle, and there's a lot more to Jesus than you ever imagined. And I'm quite knowledgeable. Plus, I'm surprised nobody ever talks about it, but I'll talk about it for a second here, that when you're in trouble, I've heard other people on other radio shows talk about it. Call on the name of Jesus to help you out of a bad situation. Call on the name of Jesus to help you through a difficult and life-threatening situation, and he will come to your rescue. It only seems to work with the name of Jesus, though. Why is that? Well, come on, you know it all. Let's explain that one, huh? I mean, I've had some amazing stories told to me about that. And I've heard some amazing stories on other radio shows too about people telling me about the true life experience. They were in real trouble and they called on the name of Jesus and the problem was alleviated immediately. Well, that's all I have to say about that. And talk about the they gotta give up, these jerks that are trying to control the world. Most of you know about the HARC technologies. In fact, there's your climate problem right there. Heating the ionosphere up to 1,500 degrees on intentional, well, that's heating the climate. Forget about the all the other fake explanations. HARC's the biggest cause, and then we've got the chemtrails. Again, that's heating up the planet too. If you don't understand how it's doing that, well, you know, maybe you're lacking common sense. But that's what the people talk about global warming. They never mention those two things. Now, why is that? Because they're probably brainwashed, too, and mind-controlled more than they ever would imagine. And the sophistication of mind control is a very, very powerful tool. And they have fine-tuned it so well that just about anybody can be mind controlled unless you have a good control of your mind yourself, which you have to create for yourself. If you want control of your mind, you have to create it. And you have to work on it. And I can't wait till my 12-strand DNA is back fully operational. I think we all will be happier. Supposedly, we're only running on two of the 12 strands. The others were shut down on purpose. There was dirty, no good, some folks who did that. Who are they? Extraterrestrials. Dark forces. I tell you that, did you know that they're radiating foods that come in to the U.S. mainland, fruits and vegetables, they radiate them. Something to think about when you're at the grocery store. Yeah. Because the radiation destroys food value. Do you know how food really works? Your body has to recognize the energy signature for the food to be utilized properly. That's why you don't want to cook things too much. That's why you don't want to pasteurize the milk. Of course, they made unpasteurized milk illegal in many states, not all. Which just goes to show you how government just loves to make one wrong decision after another. Hey, you know, pyramids prove that there are other invisible energy sources. You can do that yourself. Again, buy my book, Connect the Dots Theory, Google it, and you'll get to see the first 39 or 40 pages for free. But you want to buy the book because it will explain to you how you can do the pyramid test yourself at home and prove to yourself that pyramids draw in energy, visible energy from invisible places. And that proves there's more than one dimension. Prove it to yourself, you know. But again, in order to do that, you have to buy my book so you learn how to do it. And we're just about running out of time here, you know. What else do I just want to say quickly? You know, the helmet laws are for riding vehicles. They're all, it's about suppressing your thinking, you know. If you got a helmet on your head, you're easier to mind control. Seatbelt laws are oppressive. They restrict your breathing, which works against you evolving also. And I put all these stupid things there. Stupid government. Hey, listen, here's a request. If you're listening to me, send all your monatomic gold to the address. You know what the address, how to find out the address? Go to my website, 2020presidenttomedison.com, and you'll find out how to mail things to me. Yes, listeners, send me all your monatomic gold, please. And thank you for listening, and tell your friends to listen. Next week in find some of your friends that are willing to call in because things really start cooking when we have a conversation going here. Anyhow, we're getting to the end of the show. You're going to hear do the countdown, and then the engineer is going to play the lead guitar part at the end of my song, Are You the Party in Kind? I hope you are. And followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Some. Body, it could be your anthem too. Okay, Mr. Engineer, take us out. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. I'll have to say that again. Mr. Engineer, I'm doing the countdown. Take us out of here. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Well, I should be hearing my music now, but I'm not. What kind of a gremlin jumped into the electronics here? I'm up at Dashville here, so two strikes. Here comes the pitch. Here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. I don't know. I hope another town, the new town they kept from, hasn't been destroyed by enemy weapons. And I don't know. I'll just keep talking. When I hear the music come on, I'll stop. Mr. Engineer. Hey, somebody call up the PBS radio network and tell the engineer it's countdown time. I'm trying to end the show. I'll do it again. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. I still don't hear any music. I don't know. Maybe if the show goes silent, maybe they're having electronic problems. Maybe they are. I don't know. I can't say for sure. But, hey, I'll just keep talking. Maybe we're in another time zone right now. Maybe we're in another timeline. Maybe the show jumped timelines and we're in the future already. I don't hear any music. But you know what? I'm not going to worry about it. Because I'm just going to keep on talking here. And you're tuned into BBS Radio. This is Station 1 on the BBS Radio Network. This show is Connect the Dots. I am your host, Tom Edison, a 2020 U.S. presidential candidate. And if you check out my website, be sure to check out the videos. They are so short, but they are informative. First one is political humor, 30 seconds. If you don't like the Democrats or Republicans, you'll love it. Let's try the countdown again. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. I know what happened. The engineer must have went to take a crap or something. I don't know. But who's monitoring the board down there? Just start playing the music. And otherwise, I'll just have to keep on talking here. That's all I got to say. I'll just keep on talking and walking back and forth. You know, government is almost public enemy number one at this point in time. Not only true for the United States, true for like the United Kingdom, and just about all the other countries in Europe, too. It's sad what's going on. All I gotta say, if you're visualizing a violet color around you, or are you visualizing the violet flame? That's right. That's supposedly a good flame. It doesn't burn you. It's a human flame, the violet flame. Hey, do you know that the Ashtar Command evacuated most of 78 billion moon and coronated human souls back in 1999. I didn't know that either until I heard someone talk about it. Third to one addiction. What could I be talking about? Hey, you know there's a cycle of entrapment that's connected to planet Earth. People say when you're sleeping, you're in the fourth dimension. Could that be true? Well, maybe for some people, and maybe not for others. You know, there's always many, many possibilities. Now, all I gotta say is, I'm gonna do the countdown one more time. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Take us out of here, Mr. Engineer. Is it tachyon power? Or is it tachyon particles? Might be the judge. Don't let them do a blowing the truth on money. Hey, did you know that selenium was proven to cure cancer back in 1912? And they've kept that information from us. You might be first hearing it tonight. You know, one of the tricks that is used in the human race is the plans devised to fail. And there's plenty of them out there.
About 30 seconds.
Okay, we're ready for the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Stop the love.